Hopefully you'll be able to listen to last night's recording in due course once it's set up on the website. And so here we are, our full day of the retreat, Saturday. And we're going to start the morning by saluting the three jewels. But before that, just to let you know, then we'll move into a settling into the body, a bit of a body scan, and the mindfulness of breathing will naturally come out of that. And I'm going to finish, so we'll have about 30, 40 minutes of the mindfulness of breathing, and I'll finish the meditation period with a mantra. And I do find personally that mantras are very useful to help give me continuity in a retreat situation where I'm trying to develop some link or bridge between events. I do find chanting a mantra personally very useful to do that. So you might find that useful because, well, we're in a particular situation, aren't we? Retreating at home is a particular setup because we have all our normal distractions. I normally just switch on the radio. So to provide more of a nurturing retreat space, I'm going to not turn on the radio and I'm going to chant a mantra to help, as I say, bridge the different events during this retreat. And you might find something like that is useful too. Some way of just nurturing that sense of continuity through the day in the face of all the delightful distractions that we might have at our home base. So we'll finish off this morning session with the Shakyamuni mantra. Great. So let us begin by saluting the three jewels, setting our compass for the day, orientating ourselves towards our inspiration and aspiration. Namo Buddhaya. Namo Dharmaya. Namo Sanghaya. Namo Namah. Om. So let's begin by settling into a posture, finding that stable posture. Like a sack of rice firmly planted on the floor or chair. With an upright spine, finding that comfortable, stable posture allows us to be relaxed and alert. So a short reading as we're settling into our posture. It's from the Mahaparinibbana Sutta. That section of the Pali Canon that describes so that the Buddha's last 3 months of his life. It was only 2 weeks ago that we were celebrating the Parinibbana festival, one of the main Buddhist festivals. Now I am frail, Ananda, old aged, far gone in years. This is my 80th year, and my life is spent. Even as an old cart, Ananda, is held together with much difficulty, so the body of the Tathagata is kept going only with supports. It is, Ananda, only when the Tathagata, disregarding external objects, with the cessation of certain feelings, attains to and abides in the signless concentration of mind, that his body is more comfortable. Therefore, Ananda, be islands unto yourselves, refuges unto yourselves, seeking no external refuge. With the Dhamma as your island, the Dhamma as your refuge, seeking no other refuge. And how, Ananda, is a monk an island unto himself, a refuge unto himself, seeking no external refuge? With the Dhamma as his island, the Dhamma as his refuge, seeking no other refuge. When he dwells contemplating the body in the body, earnestly, clearly comprehending and mindfully, after having overcome desire and sorrow in regard to the world, when he dwells contemplating feelings in feelings, the mind in the mind, and mental objects in mental objects, earnestly, clearly comprehending, and mindfully, after having overcome desire and sorrow in regard to the world, then truly he is an island unto himself, a refuge unto himself, seeking no external refuge, having the Dhamma as his island, the Dhamma as his refuge, seeking no other refuge. Those monks of mine, Ananda, who now or after I am gone, abide as an island unto themselves, as a refuge unto themselves, seeking no other refuge, having the Dhamma as their island and refuge, seeking no other refuge. It is they who will attain the goal if they have the desire to learn. So I invite you to settle into your body, dropping down, allowing your weight just to drop into those points of support, those points of contact with the chair or the cushion or the mat. Releasing your weight under gravity into those points of support. Particularly on the out-breath, the sense of letting go, of release. And I invite you to feel into the movements of the breath, particularly around the belly. Without altering the pace of your breath, just allowing your breath its natural pace, its natural rhythm. And now I invite you to attend to the movement of the breath in the chest area. Notice the movement of the ribs. Have a sense of that large muscle, the diaphragm, moving, flattening on an in-breath, expanding your lungs and pressing down, massaging your abdominal organs. And then on the out-breath, just adopting its normal shape as a kind of umbrella shape. Releasing the pressure on your abdomen. Exhaling the air. Just tune into that rhythmic movement of the diaphragm. And that gentle massaging of your belly. Your chest expanding and contracting. And I invite you now to allow your attention to flow into your pelvic floor, the area around your anus and urinary organs. Can you feel the echo of movement of the diaphragm in your pelvic floor? There's a subtle, gentle, synchronistic movement of the pelvic diaphragm. Very slight toning on the in-breath and relaxing on the out-breath. In time with the breath. Now invite you to allow your awareness to flow into your buttocks. Any sensations there? moving up to your lower back. Your middle back, your upper back, can you feel the sensations, the movements of the breath in the whole of the back? Notice in particular the movement of the back ribs. Allow your awareness to move into your shoulders. Notice any tensions that might be there. Any holding. Moving to the upper arms. Any sensations there? The elbows. The lower arms. The hands. Your fingers. Your thumbs. And now directing your attention back up the arms. To the neck. The throat. Maybe you notice the third diaphragm. If we're sensing into this morning, around the throat. Again, moving in synchronicity with our main diaphragm, in synchronicity with the breath. Can you notice the subtle movements of the throat diaphragm? The vocal diaphragm? And bring your attention now to the back of the neck. The sides of the neck. Moving up to the head. back of the head, the top of the head, the crown. Forehead, resting your attention on your face, muscles of your cheeks. Can you relax the muscles of your cheeks, muscles of your mouth? The jaw muscles. Allowing your attention now to settle around your upper chest and the movements of your ribs with the in-breath and the out-breath. As we move into a period of the mindfulness of breathing. And I'll ring bells for the four stages of the mindfulness of breathing. I invite you now, as we approach the end of the meditation, to drop all effort and just rest in your experience. Noticing whatever sensations are there, whatever thoughts, emotions. Allow them to be, allow them to arise, to be, and to go. Without getting involved in them. Allow them to be clouds drifting across the blue sky. And I invite you now to make an intention to try and hold on to any sense of groundedness in the body, any stillness of the heart mind, so that you can take it off the cushion and into the next couple of hours before the next session.
Om Muni Maha Muni Shakya Muni Swaha. Om Muni 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 Muni Maha Muni Shakya Muni Swaha.
I look forward to seeing you again at 11 o'clock. May you have a restful and mindful 2 hours in between.